Tape script 1.6. Conversation 1.
Could not have just one colour in the room if I was going to go, say, for a strong colour on the curtains. Mm. Wouldn't that be enough?
That would be better.
It might look a bit strange if you've just got one sort of colour, don't you think?
Not necessarily.
I think it could be like a little rich gem in here with all sorts of deep, vibrant colours, like a fruitcake.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know that I could live in it.
Yeah, don't you like
it? What might be? A room this size.
Right. Mm. What would you do?
I tend to go along with the neutrals, but with a splash of strong, but not make that the overall thing.
I see your point.
You know.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the other thing I think about is strong colours is they're likely to date. I mean, I wouldn't want to redecorate in less than about 10 years.
The Victorian house would have had very deep and rich colours for years and years and years, and it's a very classic look for that period.
But it's very difficult to get anything to match, though, isn't it?
Absolutely.
If I go for very strong colours.
No, not strong primary colours, but deep colours, deep rich colours, you see.
I don't know.
You think?
No, I don't think so.
Conversation 2.
That's not the point.
Yes, I know, but the point is, you know, we work our guts out for this place and they're just constantly leaning on us all the time. It's more work, it's more money, it's more hours,
admin.
This is getting ridiculous.
Wait a minute. I mean, if everybody could bring their car in, nobody could park in there anyway. Exactly. It would be too many cars.
Absolutely right. Absolutely. So that's going to give you a great opportunity of a guaranteed place to park.
Where's the money going to go to? What's it going to be used for?
Well, I suppose they're going to have a security man there so that your car at least will be safe. It's not on the road, Tony.
Oh, come on, I mean, the gates are normally closed. That's no particular problem anyway, is it?
But that can be decided.
This is just one way of ripping off the staff.
Oh, that's not true. No, I don't agree. Oh, come on, Roger, you know you're nearly
20
there.
20 quid a year, well, all right, but 100 is absurd. Yes, but think how many people there are. If everybody's chipping in 20 quid, that's plenty of money to pay a security man or one or two people to run around with walkie-talkies and this sort of silly
100
equipment.
100 is nothing if you work out how much that is a quarter. What do you pay in the multi-story?
It's really nothing for over a year. I mean, what is it, £2 a week?
Exactly. How much do the metres cost?
£2 an hour or something in a metre?
You're right.
Well,
you're
that's
right.
All right.
I understand why they're charging.